Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Good morning. 16 minutes past 10 and I have Graeme Smith back in studio. Can't get rid of you. Good morning.
I know, Jen.
We want to talk about something very important. We just decided to do this morning because the Sugar Babes are kind of making a bit of a, we said renaissance, a bit of a comeback. They're playing the Aviva with Westlife tonight and tomorrow. And I cannot wait to see that. I was a huge Sugar Babes fan back in the day. So why have they made this glorious return? And just to clarify, it is the original lineup.
It's the original three. Yeah, so Mucha, Keisha and Siobhan, they're back. They released a 20th anniversary edition of their debut album after a load of lineup changes. They lost the band name at one point. They had cancelled albums and all the rest. It's a mad story. So I'm going to tell you as we go through a couple of their songs.
Okay.
But they played Glastonbury last week and the stewards had to stop people coming into the tent because it was just crazy. Like, that's how much the demand. And I think it was because back in the day, like, I was kind of like Cormac. I was into rock music and that kind of stuff. But Sugar Babes were just cool. They're edgy. They're grungy. They hit every mark. So
why do they keep changing the lineup?
So that, yeah, that's an interesting one because Siobhan left after the first single and the first album.
To go solo.
Yeah, yikes. And then that didn't really work out. And I'll tell you the rest as we go.
Okay,
so we're going to start off now with their debut single. This is Overload.
Okay, so this is Overload. We love that. Still cool to this day. How old is that tune?
It's an absolute tune. It's 20 years old.
Oh, my God.
And I... You know the DJ Fortet? Do you know the DJ Fortet, Jenny? Yeah. So basically, he was playing at this massive stage, 50,000 people, called Lost in the Woods Festival. He played 2 hours at like 1 a.m., all proper techno. In the middle of it, he played that, and there's a recording of it. And the screams from the crowd, I've never heard anything like it. It's still an absolute tune today. And Jen, as usual, there's all samples in these songs.
Yeah.
I'm mad for samples.
You're mad for an L sample.
So here's the sample used in Overload.
Okay, let's have a listen.
One pill makes you larger and one pill makes you small.
That's a stretch. And I was not expecting that.
No, it's just the bass line.
Yeah.
So obviously not the singing. They're not singing about Alice in Wonderland like Jefferson Airplane were. But yeah, that bass line was sampled in Overload.
Okay.
Absolute tune.
Okay, so that's 20 years old, Overload. Oh my God, they're going to do it tonight, Audrey. We're so excited. I can't wait.
I'm very jealous.
You're going to be, I'm going to make you so jealous through my Instagram. Okay, we're going to round next, are we?
Yeah, so actually after the first single, that was when Siobhan left.
Okay.
So that first
left.
Album. So she's gone. So Heidi is in now. We have the second album and we have this tune here.
A belter of a tune.
It is a banger.
Go on, Heidi. She was deadly when she was singing. Then she opened her mouth and started talking. We're like, what the hell is going on there?
And we have another sample with this one. And this is actually funny. Actually, yeah, play it now. And we'll see what happens. So imagine, Jen, you're in a studio. You're the producer of the Sugar Babes. You're just playing a few new house tracks you found. And you hear these drums. And basically, he turned around and was like, lads, we have to make a tune with these drums. So that's it.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
So they just have deadly producers.
Yeah, fantastic producers.
Story of every great show.
Isn't
every
it?
Great band.
It is. It's all about the team.
It's all about the producers. So that's what happened. Okay. So they're still on trend. They're still lashing out the tunes, even though Siobhan has got to say she was raging.
Absolutely raging.
Rage.
And this next one now was their first number one, which Siobhan missed as well.
Sorry. They didn't get a number one with the others.
No, they didn't get a number one with Overload. Freak Like Me was the first one. That's the sample there, Jen. But you can't even tell the difference, can you?
No, I can't tell the difference. I didn't even notice the difference. That is the sample
That's
version.
The sample.
Okay, do we have... let's have a listen.
And that is the instrumental.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear the original. They do it better.
They do it better. But you know, the backstory to this, Jen, is crazy. So what happened was, we just heard Adina Howard. She was singing the original Freak Like Me. That was what you played originally. And Gary Newman's Our Friends Electric. So this producer, Richard X, he took the instrumental of Our Friends Electric by Gary Newman. He took the singing from Adina and he mashed them together. He pressed them up to CDs, went to his nightclubs, was banging this out. And everyone was like, what the hell is this tune? And he was like, okay, this is doing really well, but obviously I don't have the rights to any of these. So I'm going to try get the rights and release the tune. He got the rights from Gary Newman. He didn't get the rights from Adina Howard. So he was like, Sugar Babes, do you want to sing on top of this? We'll polish up the production. And then got their first number one.
Okay, let's hear them again. So these, who's your woman's name?
Adina Howard. So this is the singing.
Okay. 'Cause I will be a freak until the day, until the dawn. Not unlike the Freak Like Me that we know from the Sugar Babes. And so the next one is Gary.
Is Gary Newman.
Gary,
yeah.
Newman, yeah. There's enough in the door. And just for a second I thought I remember. Some ear he has.
Mad, isn't it?
Oh, some ear he has come up with this. Okay, so let's move on. Let's talk about girls.
Yeah, so we'll go for one last one. So at this point, Mucha had left. So Keisha was the only one left in the band from the original lineup. But they released Girls. This is probably best known from that Boots commercial. Remember that a couple of years ago?
Oh, no, I don't. But maybe this will jog my memory. Here comes the girl. Oh, yeah. Why do they sell it to marketing companies or big brands and ruin it? Ed Sheeran, he didn't need to do that with his M&S.
No, but this is still a tune. You are going to be in your basic bitch life tonight singing
yes,
that tune.
Yes, I am. I'm going to be
Come
in my
on.
Basic bitch life singing away to that. Okay, so that's the original, but sample?
The sample. This guy is an absolute legend. So from 1970, it's Ernie K. Doe. And it's Here Come the Girls, but listen to this, Jen.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. And it's singing here. Here come the
girls. Here come the girls. I think I prefer the original on that one. That is deadly.
Yeah, your man's a hero.
He absolutely hero. Someone saying, Loving the Sugar Babe feature. Siobhan climbed out of a bathroom window during a press day and never returned to the band. Can you confirm or deny that?
No comment.
So a lot of samples in their tracks.
Yeah, and that girl's track, that was released in 2008, and then Keisha left a couple of years later. So by the end of 2010, Sugar Babes had none of the original lineup, but later the three originals were like, here, we should give this a go again, but they didn't own the Sugar Babes name, so they had to perform as Mucha, Keisha, Siobhan. That was their name when they were doing gigs, okay, and whatever else. However, they did go into a court case. They ended up reclaiming the Sugar Babes name. So now we have the original lineup. They just released the 20th anniversary edition of the first album and they're playing tonight in the Aviva.
Woohoo! You're going to be so jealous. So we're going to go out on... you put this in. You want me to play this. Is this your favourite Sugar Babes?
This is my favourite. It's the original, the debut single. It has a guitar solo. It samples White Rabbit. Oh,
it's
nothing
dirty.
Better.
It's dirty. Dirty. Let's give it a whirl.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.